Penguin Random House Audio presents Vinegar Girl, The Taming of the Shrew Retold by Anne Tyler. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Kate Batista was gardening out back when she heard the telephone ring in the kitchen. She straightened up and listened. Her sister was in the house, although she might not be awake yet. But then there was another ring, and two more after that, and when she finally heard her sister's voice, it was only the announcement on the answering machine. "Hi, it's us. We're not home, looks like, so leave a..." By that time, Kate was striding toward the back steps, tossing her hair off her shoulders with an exasperated "Chuh!" She wiped her hands on her jeans and yanked the screen door open. "Kate," her father was saying, "pick up." She lifted the receiver. "What?" she said. "I forgot my lunch." Her eyes went to the counter beside the fridge where, sure enough, his lunch sat precisely where she had set it the night before. She always used those clear plastic bags that supermarket produce came in, and the contents were plainly visible, a Tupperware sandwich box and an apple. "Huh," she said. "Can you bring it?"
"Bring it now?"
"Right." "Jesus, Father, I'm not the Pony Express," she said. "What else have you got to do?" he asked her.
"It's Sunday. I'm weeding the hellebores."
"Ah, Kate, don't be like that. Just hop in the car and zip over. There's a good girl."
"Sheesh,"
she said, and she slammed the receiver down and took the lunch bag from the counter. There were several strange things about this.